Big Fatty. It was me and Granny in the back of the car, and it was Gavin and yourself up front. And I, although I may have been traumatized by what I saw in the car, which obviously forced me to forget where you were parked. And anyway, the car you're driving was not that memorable, so I'm not surprised I couldn't remember where you parked it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I may have been traumatized. It was me and Granny in the back of the car.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1986 of the BFO for Thursday, the 3rd of September 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we are all back here in the Fat Villa. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty! Hello, Villafiles. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it just feels weird that it's Thursday already. Big Fatty, doesn't it, though? And y'all, excuse me. I'm sorry I had to pre-record yesterday's little show, but y'all, I just didn't think I was going to have the energy to do that once I got back here to the Fat Villa on Tuesday night. So, anyway, you had a little show, and that's all that mattered. Big Fatty, you, we can always depend on you for a little show, whether we want it or not. It's true. Yes! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I just want to finish up with the last few comments about Pride 48, the expo out there in Las Vegas this year. Y'all, the closing show went really well. We had lots of giftettes that we handed out to those who had made donations to Pride 48. A big congratulations to that Teffy Carlisle Huffington who won the set of men's wedding bands, which she donated. Big Fatty! And y'all, she turned around and gave them to Taylor and Babalu. Yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely. And then to Stevie B for winning the Pride 48 big prize, the Amazon Echo, and a year of Amazon Prime and some sort of a fire stick. Big Fat, is that like matches? Something like that. But y'all, after that was over, big group went to the Penn and Teller little show. And y'all is evidently real good. They, the ones that went seemed to enjoy it. And a lot of folks came up to the hospitality suite for some final farewells and some cocktails, and it was just lovely. And y'all, then, you know, people began leaving. Well, I guess people began leaving on Sunday, but y'all, Monday was a big travel day for a lot of folks. And so a lot of folks were saying their goodbyes on Sunday night and all. And y'all, on Monday morning, Big Fatty slept late. Y'all, I didn't set an alarm or a wake-up call or anything. And y'all, I went and I had me a little brufkus up at the McDonald's. Y'all, and I got, y'all, believe it or not, I got another one of those surveys. And so I went back and filled it out. And y'all, I gave it to a little assistant in the coal mine when I got back to work on hump day. Because I won't be going to the McDonald's. And no, Big Fatty, you've got to lose weight. Y'all, I do. I've got to lose, between Scotland and Las Vegas, Big Fatty is a fat shit. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, Big Fatty is a fat shit. Yes, Big Fatty. Want to say it again? Big Fatty is a fat, Big Fatty. Y'all, then on, I recorded the Tuesday and Wednesday show on Monday, didn't I? Yes, Big Fatty, you've repeated yourself, kind of like after you eat Mexican. So y'all, after I recorded those, y'all, I went to, you know, a squeaky gentleman caller, was, over at the bathhouse, and y'all, so I went over there to pick him up and pay his overtime charges. And y'all, I went to the Hawks Gym. You know, they have two bathhouses in the Lost Wages. And y'all, I went over to the Hawks Gym. I guess it was a little bit before 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, they said, "Oh, Brent Cray, we're getting ready to close." And y'all, these places are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I said, "Close?" And they said, "Yes." Y'all, it was their 13th anniversarium. And so they were going to close from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. I guess they were going to decorate. Big Betty, how would they decorate? I don't have any idea. But anyway, y'all, they were expecting a big crowd. And y'all, that's just not Big Fatty's thing necessarily. It's a big crowd. You know, Big Fatty would rather be a big fish in a little pond than a little fish in a big pond. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, I went over to the other bathhouse. Big Fatty, do you need music for this? Well, no, we've got the Lost Wages music. Oh, okay. Y'all, it was called Entourage. Entourage. And y'all, I'd never been there before. And y'all, it wasn't a big crowd in there. But, you know, once again, y'all, big fish in a little pond. And y'all, I saw this one gentleman with a baseball cap on. And he was kind of hot. And Big Fatty just decided that was going to be his goal, was to invite him into the love chamber. And y'all, sure enough, I mean, it took a little while, but Big Fatty invited him in. Y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all then stayed a little while. Y'all stayed till I was there from like 4 p.m. in the afternoon, 4:15 p.m. in the afternoon, till 9:15 p.m. at night. Big Fatty! And y'all, there was a young man, that was walking around with his friend later on in the evening, and I kept giving him the wink. Give him the wink. Yes, Big Fatty, give him the wink. Y'all, it wasn't going anywhere. And I thought, well, okay, you know, so be it. But y'all, later on, here he comes right into Big Fatty's room without his friend. And y'all, it was as lovely as the other gentleman was. This one was just super lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, it's because you gave him the wink. It's true. And so, y'all, after that was over, Big Fatty just said, "Okay, it ain't gonna get no better than that." So I headed on back to the motel. Y'all didn't have any problem finding the car on this trip. Just had trouble getting the keys out that one time. But anyway, it all worked itself out. And went back and I packed the valise and got ready for my travel day on Tuesday. Y'all, it was a good day. Turned in the car and then took the shuttle over to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And y'all got out to the terminal where Big Fatty was departing. And y'all, I had plenty of time. Y'all, I got the TSA pre-check, so the security line was not bad at all. And then got out to the terminal. And y'all, I hadn't had my brofka, so I decided, well, you know, maybe I'll have me a little brofka, because I had about an hour and a half before the flight was to leave. And you know, they board about 40 minutes prior to departure. So y'all, I went to the California Pizza Pie Kitchen and Big Fatty for breakfast. Yes, they had brofkas. And y'all, they had a brofkas flatbread with scrambled eggs and cheese and bacon and sausage on it. And y'all, it was delicious. It was nice and crisp and everything. And y'all, I had my coffee. And y'all, they had people were in there drinking Bloody Marys. And y'all, they just looked delicious. So Big Fatty ordered a spicy Bloody Mary also. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And had a nice waitress and all. So, and it wasn't cheap by any means, but y'all, when you eat in the Aeropuerto, it's never cheap. So, yes, Big Fatty, but anyway, y'all left the restaurant and walked right to the gate, and they were beginning the boarding process, I guess, within about 5 minutes after I arrived. And, you know, so Big Fatty got on the Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for aluminum tube of death. And it was a good flight to Hatlanta. They had the food for sale. I didn't buy anything because I had just eaten the good brofkas. But y'all, I ate my weight in mini pretzels and ginger ale. Yes, big fatty. And anyway, got to Hatlanta and had to change from Terminal A to Terminal D. And y'all got on the Aeroplano, and y'all, it was a quick flight to Charleston. Y'all, the planes were landing and taking off to the east. That usually indicates bad weather's moving in the Hatlanta area. And so, y'all, the trip to Charleston was very quick. Y'all, the plane was about half full. It was a nice flight. Got in and claimed my valise. And y'all, I'm walking out to the car, and the giant red fist that I had gotten in lost wages, y'all, it fell out of the bag, and I didn't realize it. And then I dropped my Bayfront lunchbox, and I went to pick it up, and I realized, oh my goodness, where's the big red fist? Big fatty, it was laying on the floor. It's true, it was. And so went back and picked it up. Old Vader was there, and he picked me up in the new jalopy, and got back here to the Fat Villa. I don't know, about 8:30 p.m., maybe quarter of nine, something like that. And y'all unpacked and just got settled in and watched an episode of The Big Brother. And because I'm behind three episodes on that. And got a good night's sleep. And then at the coal mine today, it was a good day. And Big Fatty, I guess that just kind of sums up all of Pride 48 this year. Well, I'm sure there was more, but y'all, at least I didn't lose the car. No, Big Fatty. On Hump Day, doing my lunch hour. Y'all went to the Vons East. Y'all, by the way, I went to the Vons West when I was out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, it was lovely. I didn't see Kathy, though. Poor Brick Hunter. Y'all went during my lunch hour today, picked up a few things. Y'all, I had my niece, as you know, on the 1th of September, it was her celebration of exiting the birth canal, so I got her a birthday card, and y'all, I had to get a sympathy card, too. A gentleman at the coal mine, his wife passed away while I was in Lost Wages. Y'all, they had the Emerald Nuts on sale. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you putting nuts in your mouth, but y'all, it was the Emerald Nuts. It was buy one, get one free, and y'all had interesting new flavors for the cashews. You know, Dr. Stone's a big lover of the cashews. Y'all, I got the jalapeno flavored and the dill pickle flavored. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I picked up a little the Vons East spinach solid. It was on sale. Got that and the ginger bear salad. Big Fatty, not the ginger bear, just the ginger. Oh, okay. I got some. I got a little bag of croutons for my solids, and y'all, they were buy one get one free. I got me some of those, some more of those brofkas pizza pies. Y'all, they're just good and they're quick. If you need some of those, they have the good Bayfront on sale. Buy 2 pounds, get one free. So I got 3 pounds of those. Y'all, they had these these prepackaged potatoes that they have there. Y'all, they had a new brand there. It was scallop potatoes. Y'all, the only things I've really seen are the mashed potatoes and the different flavors, but these were scallop potatoes. And then they had a hash brown casserole. So I got both of those. I figured I'd have me maybe the hash brown casserole for my Labor Day weekend. Y'all, I got some extra Bafarin from my spinach salad. Got me some coon on the cob to cook on the grill, along with some poke spare ribs that I got. Y'all, I needed egg whites, so I got those. And y'all, they had the hot and spicy chicken wings on sale, a 20-pack of those. So I got that, and I had half of that for my lunch today. And y'all, I looked old today, which is a good thing because I spent $60.50, but I saved $28.89. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got an e-letter. Got an e-letter from Lurker Jason. Big Freddy, we love Lurker Jason. Jason says, oh, hail ye old fat one. Big Freddy, he's telling you, oh, hell, it's big old fat one. Lurker here, sorry to say I've fallen behind on listening to the little show, but I'm catching up. Big Freddy, isn't that the Joe Batanz show? It is catching up with Joe Batanz. I'm currently listening to episode number 1966. Big Freddy, he's 20 behind. The poor thing, his ears will be bleeding, I know. And you were talking about your plastic meat story. Big Freddy, he says you're a vulgar man. Well, it's true. It made me grin. I am currently working as a morning show host in the northern Mexico, up in, in northern Canada, which is Mexican, of course, for northern Mexico. Yes, Big Freddy, and I love this story. The power of radio, eh? You just keep doing you, and I'll keep lurking. Big Freddy, what does that mean, keep doing you? I don't know. But, and that, y'all, then it is, I think he meant to say signed, but he signed it singed. Big Freddy, he's probably combusted, could just caught fire, after writing to you, something like that. But Lurker Jason, thank you so much. It's just lovely, when you surprise a murderer like that. Princess Hannah. Princess Hannah had an e-letter to Burkharder as well about episode number 1980. Big Freddy, that's not as near far behind. It says, Burkharder, if it makes you feel any better, I've been driving my Nissan for over a year and one day, and I pulled into a parking spot, and I'd be damned if I couldn't get the keys. Poor Big Freddy, poor Princess Hannah. In fact, it got so bad that I called my gorgeous mechanic and tried to get him to come help me. His shop was only 3 miles away, and all he asked is the truck in park? I felt like a freaking idiot. Life of the party! And there you have it. Yes, Big Freddy. Poor Big Freddy, poor Princess Hannah. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, if you're living in the U.S. of A., you got the big Labor Day weekend. Big Freddy, that's when we'll have to put away our white shoes. It's true. Anyway, and if you don't, then fuck it. Yes, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Faye Driver. And although the Faye Driver wasn't with us in Las Wages this year, he was there last year when Big Freddy lost the car. And I'm sure that is a memory he will not soon forget. But Faye Driver was there, a horrifying memory that you had of Pride 48 last year.
I may have been traumatized. It was me and Granny in the back of the car.
Oh, everyone! one is traumatized riding with Granny.
Leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.